This is Dr. Alexander Pearl of the University of Pennsylvania presenting Long-Term Survivors and Gilteritinib Safety Beyond 1 Year in FLT3 Mutated Relapsed or Refractory Acute Myeloid Leukemia, Admiral Trial Follow-Up. Relapsed and refractory FLT3 mutated acute myeloid leukemia is highly lethal, and historically few patients survived a year beyond relapse, with nearly all long-term survivors having received subsequent transplant. Gilteritinib is a highly potent and selective FLT3 inhibitor that was recently approved for patients with relapsed or refractory FLT3 mutated AML based upon data from the Phase 3 ADMIRAL trial. The ADMIRAL trial, shown in Figure 1, evaluated 120 mg per day gilteritinib versus salvage chemotherapy in patients with first relapse or primary refractory FLT3 mutated AML. Co-primary endpoints were overall survival and complete remission with full or partial hematologic recovery, CR or CRH. The ADMIRAL trial demonstrated that gilteritinib was superior to salvage chemotherapy based on significantly longer median overall survival, higher rates of CR/CRH, and fewer severe side effects when adjusted for duration of therapy. Analysis of the primary endpoint of overall survival was triggered by reaching a pre-specified number of survival events in September of 2018, which provided sufficient statistical power to draw conclusions regarding the relative survival in the two arms. At the time of primary analysis, however, the median follow-up duration did not allow for a detailed analysis of long-term survivors. We now present a follow-up of the ADMIRAL trial to characterize the clinical profile of long-term survivors, defined here as those having an overall survival of at least 18 months, and to assess the safety of gilteritinib beyond 1 year. We performed a data cut on September 17, 2019, 1 year after the primary analysis. At the time of this analysis, the median follow-up was 29.2 months. The median gilteritinib exposure was 4.1 months, with 20% of patients in the gilteritinib arm having had more than 1 year of study drug exposure, and 12% with 18 months or longer exposure. In Figure 3, we see median overall survival with gilteritinib was 9.3 months and remained significantly longer than survival in the chemotherapy arm, which was 5.6 months. Table 1 shows greater overall survival rates at 12, 18, and 24 months in the gilteritinib arm than with chemotherapy. Of the 49 patients in the gilteritinib arm who were alive at the time of this analysis, 20 remained on treatment. 13 of these 20 underwent transplantation and resumed gilteritinib therapy post-transplant. The remaining patients still on therapy had received gilteritinib for a median of 26.8 months without transplant. We found 63 patients in the gilteritinib arm with an overall survival of at least 18 months. These patients were considered long-term survivors for this analysis. Demographic and baseline characteristics of long-term survivors are shown in Table 2. As seen in Table 3, long-term survivors had high remission rates with nearly 48% achieving CR or CRH and 71% achieving composite CR. These responses were all measured prior to transplantation for those so treated. In comparison, remission rates for the entire gilteritinib arm were 34% for CR or CRH and 54% for composite CR. As seen in Figure 5, median durations of CR or CR/CRH in long-term survivors have not been reached. Overall, 35 of the 63, or 56% of long-term survivors, underwent transplantation, and 25 of these 35 transplanted patients subsequently resumed gilteritinib therapy for a median of 15.2 months. Relapses occurred in 5 patients during post-transplant gilteritinib maintenance therapy. 32, or 51% of long-term survivors, received subsequent therapy not specified by the protocol, 23 after a relapse and 10 after treatment failure. As seen in Figure 6, the most common adverse events during the first 12 months of treatment were cytopenias, abnormal hepatic transaminase levels, pyrexia, diarrhea, nausea, and constipation. Occurrences of these AEs declined after 12 months of treatment. As seen in Table 4, infections and cardiac disorders were the most common fatal adverse events during the first 12 months of treatment. Infections, seen in 8% of patients, were the most common fatal adverse events beyond 12 months of treatment. In conclusion, the ADMIRAL trial follow-up confirmed that prolonged remission with long-term survival occurred in relapsed or refractory FLT3 mutated AML patients receiving gilteritinib, and that survival with gilteritinib remained superior to standard chemotherapy. After the first year of gilteritinib therapy, the occurrence of adverse events markedly declined, with no new significant safety signals. Following initial gilteritinib treatment, long-term survivors typically achieved and remained in remission, frequently proceeded to transplant, and then resumed gilteritinib as post-transplant maintenance therapy. Although the study design did not allow for comparison of transplant and ongoing gilteritinib maintenance therapy versus alternatives, the current analysis supports the safety and efficacy of this approach when medically appropriate and feasible.